members. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The grim search for bodies in paradise following the deadliest California wildfire in a century continues. 249 people are still unaccounted for. The campfire is now 100% contained, and the skies are clear here in Chico. So far, 88 fire-related deaths statewide in California, where lawmakers next month will consider a bill that is designed to protect utility customers from liability, even if their electrical equipment is found to be the source of wildfires. KCBS reporter Bob Butler.
A bill like this passed after 2017's deadly Wine Country fires. It says state regulators will determine how much the utility can pay without going into bankruptcy.
Whatever they can't afford above that, then that will go back to the ratepayers. So the people who lost their homes will be helping to pay for the damage.
State Senator Jerry Hill agrees if the fire is accidental, but not if the utility is negligent.
Their shareholders should cover that cost. They make over $1.5 billion per year in profit.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress returns and now faces less than 2 weeks until a possible partial government shutdown. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
December 7th is the deadline for Republicans and Democrats to come to an agreement on a full year spending plan for a raft of government agencies, including the state and Homeland Security departments. Budgets for the Pentagon and Veterans Affairs departments are not on the clock, so military families are not at risk. Once Congress works out a budget, though, the shutdown threat wouldn't be over until President Trump signs the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Britain and the EU have finally sealed an agreement governing the UK's departure from the bloc next year. Karen Chalmers has the story.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to her divided parliament, a huge task considering the intense opposition from pro-Brexit and pro-EU lawmakers alike. To ensure Britain can leave with a minimum of upheaval on March 29th. It's a hard sell. The agreement leaves Britain outside the EU with no say, but still subject to its rules and obligations of membership, at least until the end of 2020. EU leaders, such as Jean-Claude Juncker, were quick to warn that no better offer is available.
This is the best deal possible. This is the only deal possible.
British Prime Minister Theresa May argued that Parliament has a duty to deliver Brexit, as the voters have demanded, by voting to accept the deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so I'm your host, Georgine Trickle. We're at Hot and Hunterd In, and I have to do the weather. And I have to say, you're not going to like it, but it does not involve the S word here. So this is what we have going on today. We have a flood watch and a flood advisory that is in effect, which is very serious because many of the rivers, in fact, I should post some pictures of Clinton right now. The Raritan, South Branch of the Raritan River is roaring. And of course, that was before all of the rain that we have had today. So we're looking at maybe another half an inch of rain and then some additional showers between 1 and 2 a.m. The good news is we should only be picking up about a quarter of a half inch more of rain. But tomorrow we have a sunny sky with a high near 42, so that's not too bad. Tuesday night, we do get a little cold down to 27, but then the rest of the week, we have seasonable temperatures. It's chilly, but there's no more rain, and we really do need the sun. We don't need the clouds. We actually need sunshine to dry these rivers up so we can stop with the flood advisories. We may be looking at some rain and snow showers on Saturday evening with a low around 33, but Saturday during the day is beautiful with a high of 45. Sunday looks like some more rain and snow showers, and then we end out Sunday night with a low around 39. So we'll take that. That's not too bad. So that's our weather for the week. Just be very cautious today when driving. The roads are flooded. There are leaves scattered about, and it is not such a nice driving condition. And despite that, I have a guest in the studio, so stay tuned and you'll hear more about that.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Now we're back in the studio, and as always, I have a quote that talks about our topic. It's a little quote teaser, I guess. So our quote today is this: health isn't about being perfect, not with food, nor exercise, nor herbs. Health is about balancing those things with your desires. It's about nourishing your spirit as well as your body. So that is our quote of the day. I would like to now introduce my guest, who is in the studio and brave this terrible weather for us. So I am going to turn the live mic over here. Let's see how your sound is.
Hi. Thank Excellent. You.
Great.
Thank
you. If you can let my visitors, listeners, visitors, and viewers, if we have anyone who is going to be viewing this on our live Facebook feed, your name and where you're from and what we're going to talk about today.
Thank you. My name is Karen Lewandowski. I'm the owner of Serenity Healing and Wellness in White House Station, New Jersey. I'm a registered pharmacist, and I also own a holistic healing center where I provide alternative healing modalities that are from a very, very ancient tradition that helped to actually heal core issues and bring about a balance in the body. I loved your quote because it's about balance and healing, and it's about everything. And it's not about perfection. It's about the journey, the constant journey and the constant movement towards, you know, our goals, whatever they are, and just continuously moving in our life.
And I think sometimes we get caught up in trying to be perfect, or when we don't reach a goal, not enjoying the experience of trying, the attempt, the intent of it all.
I agree. And the beauty is the journey and going through our healing process. And sometimes, you know, our healing process can be sometimes painful. You know, we have to experience what we need to heal. But through that process, we are able to rise ourselves up to the next level.
And I think it's great with your background, too, as a pharmacist. So you have that science piece. And I always think that it's helpful when we have ancient traditions and we have today's science and the medicine and the philosophy of barriers and all of that to wellness, to be able to merge that, I think must be pretty powerful.
It is. And we're seeing more of that too. If you know, out in the news, you're seeing more of consciousness merging with science, quantum consciousness with science. So it's amazing. And these beautiful modalities go back thousands and thousands of years. So they're very pure and they're very authentic, and they connect us to our inner core, who we truly, truly are. You know, we live in this world, and we hustle and bustle, and we have all these labels that we take on, but there's that purity within us that we can really connect to, that power. And these modalities really help to connect us there.
And how did you get on this path, Karen?
Well, I started out, I became a registered pharmacist, and I always, though, was really interested in metaphysics and healing, alternative healing, and I always felt that our bodies really had the ability to really heal themselves and that we could really work and heal our core issues. And I stumbled upon the Modern Mystery School about 12 years ago, and I received the first healing modality, which is called the life activation, which activates our DNA, our spiritual and our physical DNA, because we have both. And I started along the path and continued along the path of progression in the school and never looked back. And I've seen the progression of my clients as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Mystery School?
Absolutely. Modern Mystery School, again, it goes back over 3,000 years to the time of the temples, to the time of Solomon. It's a pure, pure ancient lineage. And our founder, Gudni Gudnason, opened the doors to the Mystery School in 1997. It was time for the mysteries to come out to the public, to be available to the public again. For many, many years, the mysteries were hidden and kept hidden. But they are, the mysteries bring us to our empowerment. It's all about knowing thyself and connecting to our own power. So we're now in over 55 countries. So over 20 years, it has exploded. Our headquarters, our Western headquarters, are up in Toronto, and our Eastern headquarters are over in Japan. But we're all over Brazil, Europe, England. So all over, we have initiates and trainings continuously going on. Yeah.
Very interesting. And the sacred space that you create, it's based on that school, the teachings and the learnings?
Yes, yes. We're trained in the school how to create a sacred space and to raise the vibration of the space to bring our clients into that sacred space for their healing. Because we look at our clients as, you know, as saints, really. We're providing that space for them to allow them to heal and to provide that space. So, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to speak to Karen more throughout this hour. And we will also be highlighting two exciting events that she has that are coming up. And Karen is also in White House. Isn't that right? White House Station. So we do have to pay the bills around here, so we'll do our commercial break, but then we'll be back with Karen.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, and we're back. This is Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Houghton Hunterdon, and it is our last week in November, our last November broadcast, and I'm happy to have a White House Station resident or business owner or both in the studio with me. So I'm meeting Karen Lewandowski for the first time here to be able to talk a little bit more about the work she's doing in for Serenity Healing and Wellness and the ancient healings and the tools of the Mystery School. So we were just starting to dive down a little bit into some of the things Karen has going on, and we got a little bit of the foundation for us. But Karen, I know that you have some exciting events going on, and I know this time of year, people should, especially those that maybe suffer from different maladies and are prone to, like me, hate the cold weather, really, really dislike it. And it really upsets my everyday life. So I know it's a really good time to start thinking about some other alternatives. And I know you have some exciting things going on right here and around Hunterdon County.
Yes, I offer meditations and I offer healing modalities and many different forms of healing that can really help to balance one from within. So especially meditation, you know, people come in once a week and just to have that time to just relax and connect in and to clear the mind, it allows the nervous system to quiet, our circulatory system to quiet down. It really allows our body to quiet down. And that affects our health. You know, it's all around. And of course, I do offer many different types of modalities, crystal healings, energy clearings, chakra balancing, energy balancing, things that can just allow the system to relax and allow the emotions and anything else to move. And we can move to a higher state of consciousness.
And This is all a painless process, right? This is not anything that I know people sometimes are afraid of, some different types of healing like acupuncture. This is not like that path at all.
No, it's purely energetic healing. And it's in the lineage of the Mystery School and the lineage of King Solomon. And they are extremely just very pure and gentle healings that reach us at a deep, deep core level and allow us to heal. That's one of the things I noticed working as a pharmacist was I would see people constantly coming back for the same medications, constant, you know, and even sometimes they would get medications added on and doses increasing. And, you know, with there's way more to it than that we can actually connect in and heal at that core level. And sometimes be able to adjust that medication. You know, sometimes that can happen. It's a beautiful thing to see when it does.
And that's such a great topic because I know that this is moving towards healing and helping people in recovery, on their path of recovery. And, you know, that may be something in the future if you're not doing any work currently, because I know that is really important to be in balance and to be able to listen to your body and to heal yourself.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. 100%. There's a lot that can be done. There's a lot of things. We have many very advanced healings that work with people that are in recovery and depression, anxiety, people that are empathic, that are very highly sensitive, you know, sensitive, psychically sensitive. These tools are amazing. They're amazing. Yeah.
And it's really great to be able to explore different solutions And to have more awareness about some of the things that are available. We were speaking last week. We had someone who works specifically with seniors and a disabled population. And she mentioned how, you know, there are resources, but we're not always aware of what we need. So we can't always connect to the services that will help us. And I think with healing, that is true sometimes too. Your body's reacting to pain, or you're constantly just managing your pain and you're not thinking about healing. It's just, you're just getting through until the next dose of medication to ease the pain.
Right, exactly. And these tools and these healings allow people to experience and take things a little bit deeper and allow their bodies to unwind and unravel. And sometimes that process is painful, but in the healing process, we can expand our consciousness. We actually raise ourselves up to a higher vibration. So it's a beautiful thing through that process of healing. Yep.
It's really exciting. So do you want to give us the actual details of some of the events you have going on?
Sure.
The nitty gritty?
Sure. Well, this Sunday, December 2nd, we have actually a Modern Mystery School team here in New Jersey that we're working together, and we have what's called the Psychic Expo and Holistic Healing Day, which is going to be held at the Hilton Garden Inn in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And the event runs from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And all throughout the day, we are going to be offering many, many different healings and many services that we provide. Energy balancing, crystal readings, crystal healings, psychic readings, tarot readings, a multitude of energy sessions. And all of the proceeds are going to benefit Women Aware, which is a nonprofit organization in Middlesex County that helps and assists individuals and families that are affected by domestic violence. So we really, as a team here in New Jersey, we really try to reach out to the community in many, many ways. So this is one way we felt we could really help and reach out to an organization that's really helping people in need. So for anyone who pre-holiday would like to get a charge of light and energy or an energetic balancing or cleansing, you know, come on in, join us for the day. Come on in. You can call and make an appointment ahead of time, and I'll give you that number, or you can just walk in. But just let them know that you heard about it through this radio station when you come in. So we have our reference of referral. But come on in, enjoy the day with us, and it's a great way to receive for yourself, allow yourself to heal and receive before the holiday season. And through that process, they will be giving back to the community. All the proceeds will be donated. So we're excited for the day. It's going to be a fun day and, you know, a charged day full of a lot of light and joy.
Now, let's have that Sunday. Let's have those exact details again, if you don't mind.
Sure. Sunday, December 2nd, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And it's $10 admission, but if you book two or more sessions, it's free. Yep.
Okay, that's exciting. And that's a nice hotel with lots of parking over there. And
yes.
Right near the Bridgewater Mall.
Yes.
Now, can we talk a little bit about healing crystals?
Sure.
And your study of them and what types you use and all of that. That would be really interesting.
Sure. Well, the crystal healing that we do in the Modern Mystery School specifically works with quartz crystals. We specifically work with quartz and different types of crystals for our crystal healing, maybe rose quartz or tourmaline or different healing jade. Different types of crystals that we use in the process. But again, in the Mystery School, all of our healing modalities, all of the healings that we receive are come through that pure lineage. So there's an energy and a vibration and a purity and authenticity to the healings. So the healings that we work with, the crystal healing, for instance, if somebody wants to come in for a crystal healing at the on Sunday, we do. We can work with the emotional body, the mental body, different types of healing as to what the client needs. So it's a beautiful thing, and the crystals are very magical. They just really bring in the energy and do the work for us. Yeah.
And then do you cleanse the crystals after something like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we always cleanse. We always cleanse with sea salt, or we, you know, you can use sage. There's different ways to cleanse crystals, but always cleanse. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you usually use the sage, or the white sage?
Yeah. Yeah. We use sage a lot in cleansing for rooms and things like that.
Yeah. And it's amazing when we talk about aromatherapy and the sense of smell and how those things can bring about healing and positive imagery and all of those great things that can help our bodies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the modalities that we do, it's called King Solomon Healing Modalities. It's a series of 10 sessions that we do that work the aura, the mental body, the emotional body, very, very deep healing. One of those sessions involves aromatherapy that works with healing the different areas of the brain. So yes. Yeah.
That's really exciting when we can build different types of things into our healing and into our spirituality and into our wellness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And people, I don't know if you find this, but we often here at Houghton Hunterdon, we talk often about gender and females not really being as proactive in their own self-care. So, you know, this is something that could certainly introduce someone into the whole concept.
Definitely. Yes. Yes. Honoring thyself. I actually do at my center. I offer many different types of meditations, full moon meditations, but I do have goddess meditations, goddess meditation nights where we will connect in with a magical goddess for the evening. But I will ask the women to dress like a goddess and you know, feel that beauty within, connect in with that, because it's we're all beautiful beings, goddesses. Yeah,
we are. And we often see, especially sometimes with people going through a difficult time, they're hiding behind their image. See it with teens that we work with, the hoodies and just really, you know, composing yourself from within and not sharing your light with people from the outside. So it's nice to awaken that.
Yes, I agree. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Great. Well, Karen is going to stay with us, but it is a turbulent time in our society. And so we do have to do our news, but we'll be back in about 4 minutes when the news is through.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. They're celebrating at NASA as its latest Mars lander has touched down on the red planet.
Touchdown confirmed.
A big sigh of relief at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California. That ends a 300 million mile journey to put the lander InSight on Mars. NASA is presently communicating with InSight, but Administrator Jim Brendenstein was a bit nervous.
I have witnessed these as, I should say, from the sidelines for many years. This is going to be the eighth time that we have a successful landing on Mars. Everybody knock on wood.
InSight is designed to send back data on what lies below the surface of Mars. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The grim search for bodies in paradise following the deadliest California wildfire in a century continues. 249 people are still unaccounted for. The campfire is now 100% contained, and the skies are clear here in Chico. So far, 88 fire-related deaths statewide in California, where lawmakers next month will consider a bill that is designed to protect utility customers from liability, even if their electrical equipment is found to be the source of wildfires. KCBS reporter Bob Butler.
A bill like this passed after 2017's deadly wine country fires. It says state regulators will determine how much the utility can pay without going into bankruptcy.
Whatever they can't afford above that, then that will go back to the ratepayers. So the people who lost their homes will be helping to pay for the damage.
State Senator Jerry Hill agrees if the fire is accidental, but not if the utility is negligent.
Their shareholders should cover that cost. They make over $1.5 billion per year in profit.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress returns and now faces less than 2 weeks until a possible partial government shutdown. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
December 7th is the deadline for Republicans and Democrats to come to an agreement on a full year spending plan for a raft of government agencies, including the state and Homeland Security departments. Budgets for the Pentagon and Veterans Affairs departments are not on the clock, so military families are not at risk. Once Congress works out a budget, though, the shutdown threat wouldn't be over until President Trump signs the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Britain and the EU have finally sealed an agreement governing the UK's departure from the bloc next year. Karen Chalmers has the story.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to her divided parliament, a huge task considering the intense opposition from pro-Brexit and pro-EU lawmakers alike, to ensure Britain can leave with a minimum of upheaval on March 29th. It's a hard sell. The agreement leaves Britain outside the EU with no say, but still subject to its rules and obligations of membership, at least until the end of 2020. EU leaders, such as Jean-Claude Juncker, were quick to warn that no better offer is available.
This is the best deal possible. This is the only deal possible.
British Prime Minister Theresa May argued that Parliament has a duty to deliver Brexit, as the voters have demanded by voting to accept the deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
All right, so now you all know what's going on. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we certainly try to do our part here at Hot and Hunterdon. So I have Karen with me today. And Karen, can you give everyone your website address and maybe some contact information? Because our topic is a very broad topic and people may have some specific questions. How can they reach out to you?
Sure. My website is serenityhealingandwellness.org. And my contact number is 973-902-2209. And my email is karenann1010@gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Karen. Now, I know I was anxious to book you on in November before we get into December 1st, because you have your event on November 2nd from 11 to 6, and that is the Psychic Expo and Holistic Healing Day, and that's in Bridgewater. But I wanted to get you on this time of year also. We talked about sometimes this is a difficult time of year for people. It's a difficult time of year, especially because of weather issues in New Jersey. And then certainly many times people have remarked that the holidays is very difficult and this time of year can be challenging. And so I know that you have an Ascension program coming up, and I know that that is a little bit different than just a fair or a one-day event. But people have some interest. Hopefully they'll come out on Sunday and learn a little bit more about the work. And I'm sure you'll be there. They'll be able to meet you.
I will. Yes.
Great.
I'll be offering sessions all day. Yep.
All right. So now tell us a little bit about this Ascension program.
Sure. We have coming up here in New Jersey, it's actually a modern mystery school international program. It's called the Universal Kabbalah Ascension Program. And this program allows us for a full year to journey through what's called the Tree of Life. And the Tree of Life actually exists within each of us. That energy exists within us. And as we ascend through the Tree of Life over the course of 10 months, we actually transform. Our DNA actually transforms. And we actually connect more to the will of God. So it's an ancient system for expanding consciousness and awareness, and allows us to accelerate our growth and further our expansion. And this is an ascension program where we meet four times over the course of the year. We're going to be meeting in Long Valley at Pure Space Studio in Long Valley, New Jersey, beautiful Long Valley. And we start out in January, and then we meet another three times over the course of the year. And we ascend through the Tree of Life over those 10 months, and we experience the aspects of the tree which awaken and transform our entire being. So it certainly is a journey of self-transformation and expansion, and it's personal work. It definitely is a journey, so it's well worth it, but we do experience a lot of personal healing through that expansion. The Universal Kabbalah goes, again, back way, way back down, way back over thousands and thousands of years to the ancient times. And through this process of ascension allows the energy to expand and allows dormant potential to come to life within us. So innate gifts, different aspects of ourselves start to unravel and start to come to life over the course of the 10 months. So it's a journey. And yes.
It sounds pretty perfect also for people that are who are grieving and going through a process, that you are able to help them through some of the many different steps and feelings and all of the things that go with grieving.
Absolutely. Grief, you know, grief, connects into our heart and to our heart chakra, to that, you know, a lot of people experience sometimes pain in that area. And through the journey through the tree, we allow our bodies to heal and our energetic system starts to unravel and heal. And again, it's recognizing where we need to heal and bringing light to that area, but it allows us to shift and transform in ways that we might not be able to so quickly. We had this program up in Toronto a few years ago, the Journey of the Kabbalah Ascension for the year, up in the Toronto headquarters. And there was a testimonial I saw by one of our guides in the school, who is a therapist. She's been a therapist for many, many years. And she says, this program is like 10 years of therapy in a year. So it's amazing. It propels us forward because the lineage, the ancient lineage energy is behind it. That's what helps to move us and expand our consciousness.
And we're not rushing a process. We're just opening up a process and
right.
going
yeah.
through the steps and the process of healing and the awakening sometimes makes it so much easier for us.
Yeah, it's our personal journey, and we can take this as deep as we wish. It's our personal journey over those 10, 12 months. So,
and you always think about the stories that you know or the people that you know where they're very connected couples, whatever gender, and then one passes away, and then within hours or days, I know this to be true with siblings, spouses or significant others. So our heart, you know, has to heal, but we often are doing everything but looking into our heart and trying to heal our heart.
Yeah, it's individual. You know, everyone goes through that grieving process differently, right? But yeah, looking into our heart and allowing ourselves to feel the pain, you know, instead of suppressing that pain, allowing the pain to come to the surface and allowing ourselves to heal, which is a beautiful thing.
It is, but we do know that many people, to open up that type of pain, it can be very difficult, and it's hard to be forthcoming sometimes with our own emotions because they create such chaos and in our lives and in our minds.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So did you go through this program as a student or simply as a facilitator or instructor?
I've gone through it many times as a student, and I'm now an apprentice instructor. So I'll be apprenticing, teaching this program.
Your first time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very exciting.
Yes. Yeah. It's exciting. I've been through it many times, and each time is a different journey. It's a different experience. You know, it's the journey. It's the path, right? All through our lives, we move and grow. And, you know, we're always moving to the next level. We're always looking to the next achievement that we can move to. So it's always a journey. It's a beautiful process of healing on many, many levels. So it's exciting. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is exciting news. And if we can have the contact information again for the program, the larger program.
Sure. My website is serenityhealingandwellness.org, and there is a specific page for the Universal Kabbalah on that website that has all of the information as far as pricing and breakdowns and things like that. And my contact number is 973-902-2209. And again, my email is KarenAnn1010@gmail.com.
Excellent. And that is in Long Valley.
That will be in Long Valley at Pure Space Yoga Studio. Yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. All right. So we do have to pay the bills here, Karen. We kind of do what they tell us to do. So that means we have to take a commercial break. And radio time is always quicker than regular non-air time, I think. So we have about 4 commercials to do. But then we'll be back for our last segment with Karen to talk about this spiritual healing and our journey of awakening and the events that are going on in and around Hunterdon County. Stay with us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today.
at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, so we're in the studio here in Hunterdon. We did our job so we can't get fired, and we have all our commercials out of the way. We take our work very seriously in here, and we have to make sure we always get our commercial breaks done. And then we want people to hear the news. So we hit every single mark today. So now we can relax with our last segment with Karen. And I wanted to talk a little bit more because of your science background. You had earlier mentioned the DNA piece of the workshops. Maybe you can expand on that. I think that's really interesting with your perspective.
Sure. Yes. You know, we all learn about our physical DNA, right? We learn about that when we're in high school, genetics and biology class. We learn about our physical DNA, but we also come in with spiritual DNA. So in the mystery school, we have this beautiful healing modality called the life activation session, which is the first thing I do with all of my clients. And it's literally a DNA activation. It brings in pure light and it activates that essence within us. We have that physical and spiritual DNA. They say we use 10% of our brain, which means 90% of untapped potential is sitting there. So what this does is it actually activates more of our brain. It actually opens that energy up. It opens up our system. And when we open and light up our spiritual DNA, we're lighting up our purpose. We're connecting deeper within to that divine essence within. So that life activation session, it's a beautiful session. And you receive a full energy balancing first. And then you receive the actual activation, which is a sacred process with the sacred tool from the mystery school. And you also receive a DNA reading.
And that's really interesting. And it's really only in the last few years people have even talked about DNA. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting to me with the different things that are available for your ancestry and how this has become something that everyone does. This is no longer, your DNA is no spiritual or yes. Otherwise, it's no longer something scientists talk about in a lab somewhere else. It is people doing kits at home. And I know that's not exactly what we're talking about, but no. Just understanding the science of DNA and having it part of everyday vocabulary, I think leads the way to learn more about the spiritual DNA.
Yes, I agree. I think you're right on with that. It's interesting how with that word, that vocabulary is in the mainstream so much so that when we speak about it, it's not so far into people. Right.
And yeah. We love to learn about different techniques and healings. And I think that especially when you look at DNA, you know, in the 70s, people really just thought that was a strand of something in someone's lab under a, yeah. I don't want to date myself and call it a Petri slide, but what the heck? That's what people, you know, yeah. thought before all of the accessibility.
Yeah.
Which is really great. So I think it opens people's mind when they hear a common term and now they can start to explore other pieces of that.
Right. Yeah. And, with the activation, people experience this inner calmness. A lot of times that's the most frequent testimonial I have is I just feel so much more at peace. I have this inner calm because that light, that pure light has come in and it has connected with that pure essence within. So there's a spark that's ignited within. So, yeah.
And that is really interesting to be able to explore that and explore it with a background that goes back, you said, 2,000 years? Over 3,000 yeah. years. So there's a lot of science behind that and a lot of history. So we always enjoy sharing that. And this is one of the workshops that you'll be doing in the 10-month program?
The life activation session, that's a one-on-one session.
Yeah.
That's personal healing. Yeah.
So that for the commitment for that, that's just contacting you and setting that up for one appointment.
One appointment, yeah. It's about an hour and a half session. Mm-hmm. And you receive also two vibrational essences to take home that allow your energy system to assimilate the light that's come in. So...
Great. That's great. That's good to know because there are so many different things. We have the event on Sunday, mm-hmm. which is a one-day event, which is December 1st at the... It's Sunday, December 2nd. And maybe you could get the details of that.
Sure. It's a Psychic Expo and Holistic Healing Day, Sunday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at the Hilton Garden Inn in Bridgewater, New Jersey, which is at Promenade Boulevard. And we will be having healing sessions going on all day long, psychic readings, tarot readings, energy balancing, crystal healings, crystal readings. So come on in. And all of the proceeds will benefit Women Aware, which is a nonprofit organization in Middlesex County, which helps to
victims of domestic violence.
Yeah, victims of domestic violence and their families. It helps to sustain them and, you know, a lot of different services that they offer for the victims and their families. So they do a great service. So
and that is great. And we know they deal also with sexual assault and some very violent crimes. Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful to have the support of other partners and to host a fundraiser for them, as well as being able to share your gifts, right?
Yes, the Modern Mystery School New Jersey team, we're excited. We'll be there all day working and in the light and spreading the light. And for anybody that's looking to get a charge or an energy balancing right before the holidays, it's a great time to come in and experience some great energy healing.
Sounds really great. And then for your second event, if you can give us some details about that.
Sure. The Universal Kabbalah Ascension Program. It's a Modern Mystery School international program coming to New Jersey. We're very excited. It's going to be in Long Valley, Pure Space Studio. We will be meeting four times over the course of the year. Our first ascension starts January 12th and 13th. Then we meet again April 14th, July 14th, and then September 27th through 29th is our Ascension weekend. And any details, any and all details are on my website, serenityhealingandwellness.org. There's a Universal Kabbalah page, or you can contact me directly at 973-902-2209 or my email karenann1010@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to speak more about the program.
That's great. So if you have any questions for Karen, just give her a call or shoot her an email. This is, you know, obviously some of this information can be personal, so we didn't take callers today, and it's a little too late in the program now, but we probably should have offered that earlier. But you can call Karen directly, and she could talk to you about any of this information, as well as some other things she may have coming up next year in 2019. It feels so funny, Karen, to be talking about next year. And it is just, we have one, you know, this is our last Monday in November, or I think it is anyway, right? It is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a check. It was like Thanksgiving was early. I don't know exactly what's going on. I know there's some things going on. I know we are going to be what we call the whip when we start this time of year. It just goes so quickly. Before you know it, it will be mid-January and we'll be ready for some great journeys and different classes and steps. So we are just about through with our hour here, Karen. Radio time does go quickly, and I really wanted to take a moment to thank you for coming to our studio here at the Chamber of Commerce and visiting with us here in Flemington. And it's your first visit to the studio, right?
Thank you so much. Yes, this is my first time visiting here, and I really had a wonderful, wonderful hour. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the time.
No problem. And we enjoyed having you in the studio. And on our Hot and 100 page, we'll be sure to post some of this information again so you can easily connect to Karen. I will pull down her information for her website to make sure that we have a link on the Hot and Hunterdon page. But it really has been a fun time here. I know that we do not have a show coming up, but we will be having a rewind at the 5 o'clock hour. I want to just remind everyone that there is a flood advisory as well as a flood watch for today, and today is Monday, November 26th, and that is in the Hunterdon area, and probably most of New Jersey is under an advisory and a watch. So I ask that you take care and you take your time and you be very mindful of the wet conditions, the leaves underneath, and the potential for flooding and flash flooding. We have about another half inch to a quarter inch of rain, depending how the rest of the evening goes with the radar. So we do have a little bit more rain to contend with, but tomorrow is sunny. Even though it's cold, we need that sun to dry up our land. So thank you so much, everyone, for staying with us here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. Be back in the studio next week for another broadcast about some of the upcoming events or interests of Hunterdon County and our community. So thanks for staying with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I'm not happy about it.
President Trump reacting to General Motors' announcement on a restructuring that will close five plants and lay off nearly 15,000 employees. The president says he has spoken directly with GM CEO Mary Barra.
I spoke with her when I heard they were closing, and I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon. That's Ohio, and you better get back in there soon.
NASA has landed the spacecraft InSight on Mars with a heavy load of work ahead, according to project scientist Don Lincoln.
One is to test the wobble of Mars's rotation to find out something about the core. Another one will be to deploy a very sensitive seismograph. And finally, and perhaps the most exciting, is to drill down to actually take the temperature of the planet.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Ukraine has declared martial law on its border region with Russia, Belarus, and Moldova ahead of any Russia strike. Tensions have escalated between the two countries after Russia fired on and seized three Ukrainian ships and their crews on Sunday. President Trump says he's monitoring the situation.
We do not like what's happening either way. We don't like what's happening, and hopefully it'll get straightened out. I know Europe is not, they are not thrilled. They're working on it too. We're all working on it together.
It's Cyber Monday. Reporter Jim Hanso has the story.
Today is the day to get those great deals online and save some big money, according to some people in New Orleans.
See what kind of deals they have. Get some ideas of things I can shop for that maybe I'm not even considering.
every now and then I'll online shop, but most I go into a store and buy something.
Think you'll online shop today?
Maybe, since the deals are out there.
Do they really have more deals?
Way more, and they're fabulous.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Details are slowly emerging concerning the murder of an American missionary who is slain by a primitive tribe that inhabits a small island in the Indian Ocean. John Clemens reports.
27-year-old John Allen Chow, working with the All Nations Sending Missionary, had a lifelong desire to witness to local tribesmen of the North Sentinels people. Dr. Mary Howe is with All Nations.
I believe when he was about 18 years old, he took a mission trip. And during that mission trip, he knew that God called him to missions. And the same year, he was Googling and he discovered that the North Sentinelese people existed.
I'm John Clemens.
Hey, everyone. Shatner Claus is coming to town. And USA's Chris Barnes has the details.